You want to be free from demonic molestation? Let's exchange that scripture. Before they came, Elisha saw it. You must have open eyes. Somebody say open eyes. Eyes that look are many, but eyes that see are few. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12, he said, what seest thou? In verse 12, he said, I've seen an almond tree. He said, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In Jeremiah 24, verse 3, what seest thou? In Zechariah 4, verse 2, what seest thou? In Zechariah chapter 5, verse 2, what seest thou? In Amos 7, verse 8, what seest thou? In Amos 8, verse 2, what seest thou? You need your eyes to be open. In Ecclesiastes chapter 6 and verse 9, he said, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desires. In Numbers 24, verse 3, he said, Balaam the prophet of God, a man whose eyes are open. In Psalm 119, verse 18, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. In Matthew 6 and verse 22, the lamp of the body is the eye. If the eye is single, thy whole body shall be full of light. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 29 to 30, he said to them, what do you want? He said, we want to receive our sight. And in verse 10, he said, he touched their eyes and their eyes were opened. After now, your eyes shall be open. I say, your eyes shall be open. 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 If your amen is louder, take the blessing. It's an error for what takes a sinner to take a cent. It's an error. Do you know one scripture that got me a little bit infuriated? Isaiah 31 verse 3. He said, the Egyptians are men, they are not God. You are connected to divinity and humanity is harassing you. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Some years ago, 2004. Somebody say 2004. I got married in 2004. Something happened. There was a lady who came from a neighboring state and gave me a gift for my then spouse, intended spouse. And it was a wrapper. They call it Nigerian wax. Nigerian wax. It was a gift. So I took the gift and the Holy Spirit said, return it. I returned it. She told her friend, he said, you are not smart. I will give them my own on the wedding ground. The friend told her. So I was not aware. Friday night they slept because the place where she was residing is in Delta State, a place called Agbo, and it's just an hour 30 minutes to where we stay. So they intended to leave very early on Saturday morning for the wedding. So on Friday night she slept and she was cold and she needed wrapper to cover herself, and her hand was extended to where her gift was, and she took the wrapper she kept for my wife and covered herself and slept and never woke up. In the morning, our friend tried to wake her. When the wedding was going on, there was a noise by the side. I told my best man, he's in Canada now. I said, what's going on? He said, after the wedding, we'll find out. The lady began to cry. I said, why are you crying on my wedding day? He said, you don't understand. My friend prepared a gift, the exact kind of wrapper that you returned. It was meant for your wife, that as soon as she gets home and uses it, she would not wake up. What did I do? What was my offense? What offense did I commit? Why do you want to molest me and give me a name that is not mine? How can I explain to people that I've not used that for something? The biggest attackers will be Christians. The biggest gossips will be people in the church. a great man of God, Papa Ayoru Sejiafo, when he was president of CAN, you know what he told me? He said the biggest attacks he had was from the church. It's a shame. Yet, for saying God told me, which God told you? God lied to you. Shame to see we attack fellow believers. Shame that we attack fellow sisters who are going through their going throughs of God, who are going through their wilderness experience. Shame! Let me tell you why I'm careful. Let me tell you why I'm careful. Let me tell you why I'm careful. Every man in life has a pruning process, and it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant. The Lord told me something. All my life, in my first 26 years of ministry, there was something I cherished so much, and it is called, listen to me, not integrity. It's called reputation. I used to cherish that. The Lord told me reputation is perception. How one man sees you is not how another man sees you. So it's a perception. Integrity. Reputation is what men think of you. Integrity is what God thinks of you. Can I say this to you? There are some scars that won't heal. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Jesus went to the Father. He came back and his garment was glistering, not glistening, glistering, glister. He came full of grace and glory. But he came back with the wounds in his hand. Those wounds could have been healed by God. No, but those are your emblems. Those are your trademarks. The scars you have gotten are your trademarks. Ladies and gentlemen, those scars are there to remind you that there was a time when you were almost down and out. When friends abandoned you. When there was a conspiracy. But he took your feet from the miry clay and set them on the rock to stay. He put a song in your mouth. Am I talking to somebody here? Those scars are there. And he said to Thomas, he said, Thomas, do you know the reason I came back to appear? It's not because you doubted me. It's because you knew the revelation of my lordship. Thomas didn't say, when he appears and I see him do miracles. Thomas didn't say, when he appears and I see him feed 5,000. He said, when he appears and I put my hand. Because Thomas knew that the emblem of lordship are the scars you carry. He said, if I put my hands on the nail print on his hands. Am I talking to somebody here? Those are your emblems. Open my eyes. Walk into one office where there will be a job refuser and you never saw it ahead. Walk into a place where you got harassed and embarrassed and you never saw it. We live in a generation, sir. A believer can be anything but not blind. A believer can be anything but not blind. Living in the same, I don't understand that they called you diabolically into a mirror and with your suit and tie you appeared. They called you into a mirror with your long weave on like Halloween and traffic light. You just appeared there. You appeared like a lamb led to the slaughter. What a shame. Am I talking to somebody here? What? Because you don't see nothing. You see a whole church. Somebody dies. Nobody saw it. No, it was not revealed to nobody. Somebody dies like a chicken. Nobody. I've given certain dangerous instructions in church that nobody travels this week. I don't care your job appointment. Nobody lives here this week. And trust me, the rebels will be workers. Can I say this to you? There is no way you'll be close to an anointing that it cannot still kill you. Gehazi was so close to Elisha, but when the thing came, leprosy was donated. He said to him, he said, was my spirit not with you when you went after Naaman?
I gave an instruction in church. I said, this week, nobody troubles.
And the man and his wife felt there was something serious they needed to do. They went on a journey. The car they were in got burnt. Now they're burnt. The remains were not found. Our church engineer, electrical department, he came to me and said he's going for his master's exam. He needed to write it. And he came to the office, knelt and said, Dad, pray. I laid my hands and said, don't go. He said, you didn't hear me, sir. Exam. I said, the Lord said, don't go. And I turned. He called me, but I said, sir, I'm not sure you understand. I have an exam in Abuja, University of Abuja. I'm writing a master's exam. Sir, you did exam, not funfair, exam. As the Lord said, don't go. And he walked away, looking sorrowful and sad. The next day, our admin, who now lives in Canada, called. He got a call from what they call the Federal Road Safety in our country. That they found one ID card, Omega Fire Ministries. And they found the position of electrical engineer. So they decided to call, that they found it in one of the cops. They had an accident. And tears ran down. I saw my admin crying like a baby. Crying like a baby. And the problem, he left 4 kids for me. And you know, when the woman becomes a widow around a wealthy atmosphere, she has become rich. It's a parable. It's a parable. Around the world, what the husband can't give her, the church has to provide. He said, my fortune. I said, what's a private school? I said, sister, there's one flat we saw somewhere. We have to live there. But this man was not sensitive to prophetic directions. Your logic is your problem. Your Cambridge degree is your problem. Your Oxford University degree that you got on higher purchase is your problem. That is your problem. Your Leeds University philosophical study is your problem. Anytime a direction comes, you try to analyze it like Cambridge Analytica. You try to analyze it. You try to check it with the eyes of logic. Am I talking to somebody here? When God tells you to give £1,000, that is when you start asking exchange rate. The Lord told me today, yesterday, to give a seed. So I called my accountant. I said, there's this, we need so much from the Lord. We are building so many things. We have been a very massive prayer mountain. We are building so many things. I don't call personal projects projects. It's only divine projects that are projects to me. We are doing so many things. So I said to him, we are going to give out $70,000. Take it from my money. He said, sir, as at yesterday, a dollar is 362. Normal, I said, is it your money? I said, this is what God told me. This ministry in so-and-so place has a project, and the total is 70,000. Give everything. Tell them I am paying for it. Because what I'm expecting from God is too massive. Am I talking to somebody here? So let me not allow one small prayer request to disturb him. Let me handle that one. Let him give me all total attention. And even today, I was analyzing. He said, sir, as at this morning, the exchange rate. And I said, you are close to being fired. You are close to losing your job because I didn't employ you to argue divine instructions with me. Analyzing. Am I communicating here? Open my eyes. I refuse to walk in blindness. The reason we are called eagles is because of the power of sight. Oh God, make me an eagle indeed. Help me to see ahead of my battles. Help me to see farther than my enemies. Open down my eyes, oh God, that may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I refuse to be blind. I refuse to be blind. Open my eyes, oh God. Some of you go to bed and don't even dream nothing. And you are now so proud. Say, see me. Once I hit the bed, bam! it's very natural in our family. It's a family thing. I mean, when I'm sleeping like this, even if there's a bomb explosion, I don't hear. It's a grace. So once I just
Damn!
I touched the bed. I'm gone. I don't need drugs. I don't need anything. It's just an unction. You know, I'm fulfilling scriptures. He giveth his beloved sleep. So that scripture has full-fledged manifestation in my life. I just sleep like that. And I don't even dream. I don't waste my time dreaming those nonsense. I don't dream. You are in trouble. You are in a monumental trouble. You don't dream at all. Some don't remember their dreams. Some, whenever they dream, is opposite of the manifestations of the dream. In 1 Samuel 28 verse 6, he said, Saul inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him not, either by dreams, either by the prophets, or the Urim and the Thummim. So God can speak to you by dream. Abimelech could have been a casualty when he took in Sarah as the wife, but God appeared to Abimelech in a dream. In Genesis 20, he said, this man is a prophet and he shall pray for you. Abimelech would have ended disastrous because of a dream. God preserved him. A king, no hunch, no dream, no revelation, no intuition, nothing, no signal. Affliction coming under your nose like this, you still enter. Because you are spiritually blind. It is spiritual blindness that makes you think you are walking into a wonderful home and you end in a house with someone loaded with marine spirits. It is spiritual blindness that makes a young man with a promising ministry end up with the daughter of Jezebel and the granddaughter of Sapphira. It is spiritual blindness that makes a young lady with a promising future end in the house of a Nabal. Yes, she's an Abigail. Am I talking to somebody right now? It is spiritual blindness that makes you think that the container is the content. Is a gentle. I don't like gentle people. No. Someone said to me, say, why are you not friends with this pastor? I said, because he's too quiet. He said, I said, quiet people are dangerous. They are dangerous. We are not friends. I said, no, this guy's too quiet. You see, you don't understand. He's very gentle. There are many gentle devils. You can't hurt a fly. You'll be the first fly is going to hurt. Am I talking to somebody here? So you need hypersensitivity. Hypersensitivity. A lady, a young girl brought from the choir, brought a man to my office. The man came in. Queen's English. Prim, proper, looking all clean. Looking at his exterior. He looked like a husband. But decoding him, the Lord said to me, look at his left hand, the fourth finger, critically. And I looked. I could see the stripes of a ring that some man must have taken off because he was coming to see me. And I looked at the man critically. And while I was talking to him, his lips were moving like he was speaking in tongues. I said, look at this fool. So I told my daughter, I said, can you sit near that door? So I told the man, I said, after 2016, I've killed 186 people. You will die here now if you lie. Where is your wife? I've never been married. As you are speaking in tongues and you are close to the grave, where is your wife? He looked at her. She said, can I talk to you much later? There are issues. Pending issues. You are still grammatical. You will die in this office now. And I called my daughter. I said, come over here, Regina. This man is married. Married with four kids. And the last one is a graduate. Just graduated. I said, are you not stupid? This kind of men, do you punch them on the shoulders? First! Am I talking to somebody here? Open my eyes. Open. Number one, the eyes are open. Number two, what helped Elijah and preserved him from the onslaught and the molestations of hell? The Bible says he knew he was surrounded. He knew God was with him. Divine presence. If you must escape
satanic harassment. You need divine presence.
Job chapter 1 verse 12. Job chapter 2 verse 7. The Bible says, and Satan left the presence of God. Every form of attack is bankruptcy of divine presence. Genesis 4 verse 16. And Cain left the presence of God. Psalm 51 verse 11. He said, cast me not away. Take not the Holy Spirit. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, thou will show me the path of life. For in thy presence there is fullness of joy. At the right hand are pleasures evermore. Acts 3 verse 19 says, a time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. In Isaiah 63 verse 9, there is an angel called the angel of his presence. The Bible says in Psalm 68 verse 2, it says, as wax melts before the fire, let the wicked melt before the presence of God. In Psalm 68 and verse 8, he said, the heavens shook, the earth dropped at his presence. I'm speaking about divine backing. God said to Moses, he said in Exodus 33 and verse 15, my presence shall go with you and I will give you rest. Receive rest by divine presence. Receive rest by divine presence. Receive rest by divine presence. I prophesy upon your life that divine presence will communicate rest to you. I release rest upon your life. Rest on every side. Marita, rest. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Lift your hands, shout fire.
Divine presence. Tell five people you need divine presence. I can't hear you. 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 I can't hear you.
Divine presence. Hear me. Divine presence, simply put, is the buoyancy of God's person. Having the buoyancy of the person of God. And whatever cannot stand God's person should not stand God's people. Forever! You know what Gabriel said in Luke 1:19? He said, I am Gabriel that standeth in the presence of God. You know, we have been told that Gabriel, Michael is the angel of war, and Gabriel is the angel of good news. All he does is good. Yet he made Zechariah dumb. If a gentle angel can make a man dumb, in the department where Gabriel operated, they are very calm and nice. But the calmness of God could close a man's mouth. Gabriel said, I'm one that standeth in the presence of God. The ark of God communicated the bodily presence of God. And the Bible says, when the ark of God entered the camp of Dagon, Dagon was a dead god. He was gone. Dagon was gone. Dagon was gone. And the Bible says, he was dismembered by just the ark being placed side by side. And yet you carry God and carry typhoid. You carry God and carry tumor. You carry God and carry disease. You carry God and carry infirmity. You don't know what you carry. I came back from a program on Saturday and on Friday, I think, I don't know. From away to Friday. And I was home. Mama was home. So she said, your nails are grown. Come, let me cut them for you. As she put a nail cutter, it fell. I saw her. I said, what? He said, Jesus. I said, what happened? He said, wait. He said, Jesus. I said, what? I was enjoying it. I felt it. I felt something. She said, why are you electrocuting me? I said, yeah. My husband, your body, they shook me. And you know, I only wish God can allow us display that thing. He's anointed, so he comes as he wills. I said, oh, I wish this anointing can follow me to the pulpit today. What is it doing in the room? This anointing, I need it in the pulpit. So I can tell all the members to just come and touch me. And say, if you doubt if God calls me, just come and touch me. I said, why is this anointing in the bedroom? When she left, I said, oh, Father, please, please, on the pulpit. So on Sunday, when I sat on the pulpit, I said, that touched me. She touched me. I said, oh, my God. I said, how do you feel? He said, nothing. I said, oh. That's to tell you, it's the Holy Spirit. You can't arrange it. You can't match make it. That is why when I see camera picking somebody from the casket and picking the person out, the person standing from the dead, I say, this is not how to raise the dead. Most time when we pray for the dead, the camera can't even pick it, because you can't have the ghost to look at a dead man. It is the Holy Ghost when the man is already alive. When I prayed for a dead boy, I look at the child, I prayed and I dropped in there and walked away. If you rise, you're on your own. If you don't rise, I didn't kill you. And I walked away and the boy came back. I said, yeah. I'm shocked, but I just felt like, oh, it's working out, because this is the Holy Ghost. He moves as he will. I was a little bit unhappy on Sunday when she sat by me and she said nothing. I said, just 48 hours ago, you were feeling something. He said, yes. I mean, I saw my wife. I've been married to her for years. I've been with her for about 22 years. The way she looked at me on Friday was strange. She went back. I said, come. So you will respect me more. When I'm talking, you know a man of God. Somebody say, I receive divine presence. Say, I receive divine presence. In my life, in my affairs, in all I do, I receive divine presence. Wherever you hear my voice, I decree divine presence on your life. Divine presence on your life. Divine presence on your family. Divine presence on your finances. Divine presence on your ministry. Divine presence on all you do. Receive divine backing. Receive divine backing. Receive divine presence. Somebody shout, I receive. 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 Take your seat, I give you this and then we pray. You need instructions, sir. The problem we've had has always been what to do. For the labor of the foolish man wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go into the city. The how! If you see what Gehazi asked him, he said, alas, master, we perish. Not what shall we do. We know what to do. How shall we do? We know what to do, but how do we do what we know to do? How shall we do? How? It's been a problem. In Matthew 27, verse 22, Pilate said, what shall I do with Jesus called the Christ? In Luke 16, verse 3, a steward said, my master, taketh away the stewardship from me today. I can't beg. I can't dig. I'm ashamed. What shall I do? In Luke chapter 3, verse 12, certain people met John the Baptist. They said, master, what shall we do?
In Luke 3 verse 14, the soldiers met him and said, "What shall we do?" In Matthew 19:16, Luke 18:18, and Luke 10:25, someone met Jesus and said, in Mark 10:17, he said, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" In Acts 2, verse 37, when the Holy Ghost came, they asked the disciples, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" In Acts 9, verse 6, Paul asked, "What would you have me to do?" It's a problem. How? Tell somebody you need instructions. Say you need instructions. You need instructions. Don't forget, number one, to avoid and escape molestation. What do you need? Number two. Number three, instructions. You are stranded at this point of your life because you lack. Anytime you get to a point in life where it appears you are quarantined, you lack, you are void, you are bankrupt of instruction. Lord, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. And he said, "They that be with us are more than they that be with them." And he said, "Lord, smite this people with blindness." Once you receive instruction, now you can make declarations. Nothing gives platform to declarations like instruction. God is not committed to what he has not commanded. He's not committed to what he has not commanded. Am I communicating here? The veil that has covered your spiritual perceptions, the veil over your spiritual sight, the veil today by the power of the Holy Spirit, that veil is torn from top to bottom. That veil is torn from top to bottom. I don't like your amen today. That veil is torn from top to bottom. That veil is torn from top to bottom. Take your seat. In Nigeria, there is something called NYSC. When you're done with school, you need to serve to represent your country. It's called National Youth. It has several meanings. Now your suffering continues. Very odd meanings. When you meet coppers, they give it very odd meanings. So there were seven brothers who were from what we call the SU, Scripture Union. And they were posted to a part of Ile Ife. Ile Ife, Lord help me. Ile Ife is in Ile Ife. I'm trying to be careful before someone calls on my head. There are some places in Nigeria that are spiritual military base. They are cantonments. Those are areas where you have covens in multiplicities. Those are areas without airports because everyone is a pilot. I hope someone is not offended, please. So they were posted there. And they went to the interiors. And they were having what they call NCCF, Nigerian Christian Corpus Fellowship. So they're opening branches in certain regions. And they went to one interior. It grew. It grew. They were shocked. It grew. There was a crowd. But there was nowhere to put them. And they said to them, "In this area, we don't buy land. The Bale gives land. The Bale is like the king. He gives land."
They met the king, and the king said, there is no land except in the evil forest. And the brethren said, we want it. And they said, you don't understand. He gave them to one elder among the chiefs to explain to them what he meant by evil forest. It's not an amusement park. Evil forest. And when they sat them down, they said, the problem is that God, their so-called God of that region, resides there. And it's a boa. Massive boa. Not a python, a boa. And they said, no problem. But the thing is, when the boa appears like a wind, it will greet you in your dialect. When we talk about the spiritual world, this is not a tale from Buckingham Palace. I'm telling you reality on ground. There is a spiritual world, and your being ignorant of it proves how established it is. Because the same forces have blinded your minds. After the order of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. So they went there. Seven of them. They were praying. That did nothing happen. Second day and all of that. So they came and began to clear the grasses. Nothing happened. And they said, let's have a vigil. They got their lanterns. Got the torchlight, the bush lights, bush lamp. While they were doing that, they had like a hurricane coming. And the boa constrictor stood erect and greeted the first guy in his language. He passed out. The second brother was from Wari. The thing stood and he had migwa. He went down. Now, I'm telling you a real life story. He was going around, and there was a brother who was eagerly waiting for his turn. Kakoba. He said, you hear all language, but there is a language you can't understand. He was waiting, and the thing came. He's a Calabar boy, and the thing, the Aquaibom, and the thing, Abadi, and the brother said, Likopalayata. He said, even in the Garden of Eden, there was a serpent there. You devil boa constrictor, stretch out! And the power of God, they said the serpents got erect and began to stretch with venom scattering all over the place. The brothers were all running and they were praying and they began to stretch and they died. When the valet come up in the morning, he saw what seven coppers had done. Power had changed hand. The Holy Ghost had taken over the show. Hear me and hear me, child of God. When you get instruction, you exercise dominion. I come to prophesy. After now, take your dominion. I said, take your dominion. Take your dominion. Take your dominion. Take your dominion. Be on your feet. Let me pray with you. There will be miracles tonight. Healings tonight. Open my eyes. When I talk, I don't have much. I have only two people I communicate with like on a regular basis. When we talk, you know, we ask ourselves, on this matter, what's the Lord telling you? That's how Christians should talk. Now, what do you think? Apostle, what's the Lord telling you? In fact, there was a time we were deciding the president of Ghana, myself and one of them. We were talking on the phone. It was a problem. He said, what do you see? I said, I saw this man, but I don't like him. Let's give it to this or that. We started laughing. We just said, we are talking as if we are voting. So let's give it to Mahama. Let's give it to Mahama. See, this other guy, no. Let's pray for him. See, by tomorrow, we'll discuss. We went into the spirit and began to make connections to the Urim and the Thummim and said, the government shall be on your shoulder. Father Lord, this one will not establish your counsel. We don't want him there. This one, even though he's not a believer, but he will establish your counsel. If we allow the gospel tribe, so Lord, we put him there. But the next day, he said, I got the signal. I said, I got the signal. So we came and we declared. They called us fools. We will talk, we will pray, we will check it out, we will make declarations. Am I communicating here? The problem is that you are so blind. Even future partner, you don't know. As I carry five names. Apostle, is it John, Jephthah, James, Matthew, or Andy? I've seen that over time. Someone said to me, say, let me check among these five. I said, there are two ways to check. There is the traditional way. Then there is the divine way. Holy Spirit, what are you saying? So which one do you want? He said, just check, help me. I said, you can't even pick future. I've seen pastors, with all due respect to pastors here, I've seen pastors asking me to help them pray for location. I said, you are not called, sir. If you can't get something as minute as location, how can you see into the lives of those you are going to minister to? You can't see your own location. It's a crisis. It's a ministerial impediment for you to be blind. You can't see even location. Lord, which business do I do? You're going to come out to face principalities and powers. What do I do, Lord? Open down my eyes. We are going to take that prayer. I refuse to be blind. I reject spiritual blindness. There are so many of you right in this meeting. God will touch your eyes with eye salve. I say heaven. Oh my shatter. For everyone that's hungry tonight, heaven will touch your eyes with eye salve. One of our daughters in church was standing waiting for a cab. The Lord said, move to the right. She moved. The Lord said, move some more. She moved. The Lord said, move some more. She said, Lord, this is a bush. The Lord said, move. She moved. The Lord said, move. What voice is this? Move. She moved. And a trailer came. Picked the people there. She was just standing. Pick everyone there. Pick them. Pick the cars. Crush their heads. All she was saying was, Lord, God, 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 God. And I said, what did you do? He said, I ran into the bush. I said, what bush? I thought you were arguing with the Holy Spirit. He said, Papa, I entered the bush. And when she was talking to me, she was literally, I heard about it. I wasn't told. I heard about it. It was on the news. Heads crushed. Somebody had God. You see what logic can do? Logic tells you this is the bush part. But divine obedience, she kept moving. He said, move some more. She moved. She said, Lord, I'm getting close to the bush. The Lord said, move! Less than 2 minutes. And she escaped and ran in. Open my eyes. Listen to me. One of my daughters is blessed, very blessed by God in a certain parastata in Nigeria. Too blessed. That parastata is something serious in our country. The Lord just helped her to get it. And I said, let me pray with you. I said, you will not sign what will kill you. Your eyes will be open. 2 days for them, I called her. I said, tomorrow, don't sign anything. Papa, tomorrow, they are bringing so much. I said, don't sign nothing. She woke up in the morning feeling tired, too tired to pray, too tired to study the Rema for living. And she went to the office. She had finished signing before 11 a.m. She remembered. That was how she signed something where someone swindled the company $4 billion. $4 billion. She sat before me, said, Papa, the closest place now is Switzerland. I want to run.
See, America is too far now. I hold an American passport, but sir, I need to leave now. I said, you're not going anywhere. Sit down. But I thought the Lord spoke. I forgot. I refuse to be blind. I told you this morning, I said, nations don't prepare in battle. They don't prepare in war. They prepare for war. Don't wait to be a victim before you fight. You can't be productive if you are not proactive. Don't wait to become a casualty before you fight. Lift your right hand of fire. Listen to this, everybody upstairs, downstairs, as we pray. There are many of you, there will be this flash, this lightning, this light run through your eyes. God will open your eyes. He will restore spiritual sight. Say, my father, shout it loud and clear.
My father,
shout it loud and clear.
My father,
as I begin to pray,
as I begin to pray,
I refuse spiritual blindness.
I refuse spiritual blindness.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Open your mouth and communicate prayers. We're going to take a second and final prayer. Moses said, accept your presence goes with us. It was not the presence for direction, because they already knew where they were going. It was not a presence for direction. It was a heavenly backing for preservation. Except and unless your presence. Exodus 33:14. He said, carry us not there. In other words, if you won't go there with me, don't carry me there. And God said, my presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. The proof of divine presence is what? Rest. On all sides. On all sides. Rest. Lord, I need rest. We're going to ask for divine presence. And as we ask for this, heaven will open. And God's presence will come massively on someone. It makes you untouchable. You are too protected to be molested. Too defended to be harassed.
Amen.
Too protected. God releases the virtue of importance on you. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes, sir.
Lift up your right hand on fire. As we take this prayer, there will be a visitation. A visitation.
Amen.
Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
I can't hear you well. My father, my father.
My father, my father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I begin to pray,
as I begin to pray,
I receive the baptism.
I receive the baptism
of divine presence.
Of divine presence.
I receive the baptism.
I receive the baptism
of divine presence.
Of divine presence.
I receive the baptism.
I receive the baptism
of divine presence.
Of divine presence.
Open your mouth and turn it to prayer.